The shooting at a community college in Oregon saddens me and leads me to these observations about guns. One of my students has convinced me that the guns used in most of the recent mass shootings do not fit the description of assault or military-style weapons, and they don't fit the categories banned or regulated by the so-called New York Safe Act. In fact, some of the damage was done by pistols, by handguns. So I've reluctantly come to the conclusion that the New York statute is a piece of high-profile posturing, sound and fury signifying nothing. Who knew? Perhaps the problem is a bunch of people writing legislation about something they know little about. I won't speculate. Certainly, there are weapons that no people ought to have their hands on unless they're in the military. Not even police need bombs. But more than that, gun ownership should be licensed. All of us have licenses. I have a driver's license and a law license. In fact, I have three of them. It's a reasonable protection for all of us. If I can see well enough, I won't be able to get behind the wheel. That's a good thing, regardless of how I might feel about it, when and if that happens to me. And when I was a practicing attorney, people who came to me could expect that I could help them. That, too, is a good thing, although lawyers, professors, and students have all sorts of quibbles about what's actually on the bar exam. Plus, the bar examiners want to know if we have good character, and they collect affidavits from everyone we've ever worked for to make sure. Licensing makes sense. To make sure that people with guns have no record of crime or insanity, as well as the knowledge to handle and store guns carefully. Licensing won't stop everyone from getting guns who shouldn't have them. I lost a client years ago, the dedicated leader of a community organization, to a disgruntled job seeker. But licensing would help, and tracing technology would deter some shooters. Nothing in the decisions of the Supreme Court denies the ability of states and cities to do record checks, licensing, or require identifying technology. The resistance of the NRA to licensing and tracing methodology is so irrational and so perplexing that it makes one wonder about their loyalty as well as their good sense. Indeed, I think the NRA has been catering to the extremists in its membership, and some reflect the same animus. An NRA president recently referred to, quote, the war of northern aggression, close quote, his description of the secession of Confederate states and South Carolina firing on Fort Sumter, the federal fort protecting the Charleston Harbor. Some gun-toting members of private militia-style organizations clearly are aiming their rhetoric at public servants, at government, and at people they call 14th Amendment citizens. That's right. They object to the fact that our black brothers and sisters are free, equal citizens who can and do vote. In other words, they're still fighting the Civil War. Hate groups are proliferating in this country. They're the most determined gun owners. All it takes is one of their number splitting off and firing into a crowd. Timothy McVeigh, who bombed the federal building in Oklahoma City, was nursed in those groups. Do you really want to put gun policy in their hands, or for that matter, people who posture about gun control without taking the time to study the problem?